Manifestations always come with a reason why they happened, a reason for the world of men, right? So if I suddenly become wealthy, there's going to be a reason why people in the world will point to him and say, oh, he's wealthy because he did X, Y, and Z. He's wealthy because he was in the right place at the right time. And so that's what Neville is saying in this sentence. He says, you know, the world's going to tear it apart and say, oh, had nothing to do with your consciousness. You were just in the right place at the right time. Meanwhile, we're saying, how could I be in the right place at the right time if it wasn't for my consciousness? Welcome back to another episode of Daily Neville. I am your host, Josiah Brandt. Daily Neville is all about breaking down the teachings of Neville Goddard, making them easy to understand, easy to digest, easy to apply in 20 minutes or less. Today, we're continuing with Neville's famous book, Your Faith is Your Fortune. And this chapter is titled, Be Ears That Hear. Be Ears That Hear. Let these sayings sink down into your ears. For the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. Luke 9:44. Let these sayings sink down into your ears. For the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. Be not as those who have eyes that see not, and ears that hear not. Let these revelations sink deep into your ears. For after the Son, or idea, is conceived, man with his false values, reason, will attempt to explain the why and wherefore of the Son's expression, and in so doing, will rend him to pieces. We're going to start right there. Neville is using some interesting words here, and we're going to clarify exactly what he means by just making it very, very clear. He says, let these revelations sink deep into your ears, meaning allow them to really mature within your awareness. That's why we do this every single day. We come back to these ideas from Neville every single day. We feed them as part of our high vibe consciousness nutrition for our daily mental diet. Why? Exactly this, so that these ideas may sink deeply into our ears. What Neville is saying is that after the idea is conceived, man with his false values, meaning reason, will explain the why and the wherefore and rend the idea to pieces. What does this mean? The easiest way that I can describe this principle is the idea of manifestations do not break the fourth wall. Now, if you're familiar with this idea of the fourth wall, it's basically when an actor turns to the camera and speaks directly to the audience. That's the fourth wall. Kind of breaking the container of the scene, so to speak. Kind of, they call it breaking the fourth wall, meaning it kind of upends the idea that whatever's happening is actually happening and provides a different context by looking directly at the audience and speaking to them. Manifestations always come with a reason why they happened, a reason for the world of men, right? So if I suddenly become wealthy, there's going to be a reason why people in the world will point to him and say, oh, he's wealthy because he did X, Y, and Z. He's wealthy because he was in the right place at the right time, made the right investment, or, you know, found the right idea, or filed the right patent, or the right trademark, or wrote the right book, or whatever it is, right? That's the reason that people will say, that's why you became wealthy. That's the reason. But we know, as students of consciousness, students of imagination, students of Neville, we know that the real reason we became wealthy was because we entered into the consciousness of being wealthy. That's the idea. The reason that the world will throw against it, oh, well, that would have happened anyway. Of course you'd be wealthy. You made the right investment 20 years ago and it multiplied 10,000%. That's the reason that the world will say that's why this happened. But you and I know it's actually a consciousness thing. The consciousness paved the way and everything else was the evidence or the outpicturing of the consciousness of being wealthy. So the reason follows the consciousness of knowing. And so that's what Neville is saying in this sentence. He says, you know, the world's going to tear it apart and say, oh, had nothing to do with your consciousness. You were just in the right place at the right time. Meanwhile, we're saying, how could I be in the right place at the right time if it wasn't for my consciousness? continuing with Neville's words, he says, after men have agreed that a certain thing is humanly impossible and therefore cannot be done, let someone accomplish the impossible thing. The wise ones who said it could not be done will begin to tell you how and why it happened. After they are all through tearing the seamless robe, the cause of manifestation, apart, they will be as far from the truth as they were when they proclaimed it impossible. As long as man looks for the cause of expression in places other than the expressor, he looks in vain. For thousands of years, man has been told, I am the resurrection and the life. No man or manifestation comes unto me, save I draw it. But man will not believe it. He prefers to believe in causes outside of himself. The moment that which was not seen becomes seen, man is ready to explain the cause and purpose of its appearance. Thus, the Son of Man, or the idea desiring manifestation, is constantly being destroyed at the hands of man. And the hands in this case means the reasonable explanation or wisdom of man. Now that your awareness is revealed to you as cause of all expression, do not return to the darkness of Egypt with its many gods. There is but one God. The one and only God is your awareness. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say to him, what doest thou? If the whole world should agree that a certain thing could not be expressed, and yet you became aware of being that which they had agreed could not be expressed, you would express it. Your awareness never asks permission to express that which you are aware of being. It does so naturally and without effort, in spite of the wisdom of man and all opposition. I remember recently I was watching an episode of a series on Netflix called Top Swing. And in this episode, it was following a professional golfer. And this golfer was having a very rough day at a very high-profile tournament. And he was low enough on the leaderboard coming into the final rounds of the tournament that the experts who were running the numbers said that he had less than 2% chance of winning the championship. I think we could all agree that's a very low probability. And in the world of men, 2% chance, 98% of people would put their money on this gentleman not winning this tournament, given the facts, given what is seen by the senses. In this episode, you could see that this individual went through a state shift, and you could see that he found a new consciousness within himself, even in the process of playing the rounds of golf. And very quickly, he not only accelerated to the very top of the leaderboard, he actually won the tournament. Literally all odds being against him, and he still won. Now, experts would say, oh, he found his flow, or the wind was at his back, or the other person messed up, and that's why he was able to pass the other people on the leaderboard. The other person was having a bad day. All of that would be rending to pieces this precious and sacred idea, which is the truth. And the truth is, this gentleman, this golfer, had a change in consciousness, and he became conscious of being the winner. And he therefore outpictured that consciousness of being the winner, no matter what the probability said. And that could be applied to you and I. It doesn't matter what the probabilities say. It doesn't matter what the world says is impossible. We can't achieve it, but we must assume the consciousness and awareness of being it before we will ever express it. Continuing with Neville's words, salute no man by the way. This is not a command to be insolent or unfriendly, but a reminder not to recognize a superior, not to see in anyone a barrier to your expression. None can stay your hand or question your ability to express that which you are conscious of being. Do not judge after the appearances of a thing. For all are as nothing, in the eyes of God. When the disciples, through their judgment of appearances, saw the insane child, they thought it a more difficult problem to solve than others they had seen, and so they failed to achieve a cure. In judging after appearances, they forgot that all things are possible to God. Hypnotized as they were by the reality of appearances, they could not feel the naturalness of sanity. Hypnotized. The whole vast world consists of men and women hypnotized by the evidence of the senses, hypnotized by what appears to be limitations. And all of this, of course, serves a purpose in the grand drama of God, which is this earthly plane, God playing the part of humans, but still hypnotized by the evidence of the senses, so that they forgot the seeming, they forgot the ability to sense the naturalness of sanity. It is natural to be healthy. It is natural to be wealthy, or at least secure. That's the naturalness. But are we hypnotized by our senses to believe the opposite? How do we become unhypnotized? That's the question to be asking. How can we set ourselves free? And of course, it is all within. It is all within. It's all contained within us. Freedom is just as simple as changing our awareness of being, changing our state. Continuing with Neville's words, the only way for you to avoid such failures is to constantly bear in mind that your awareness is the Almighty, the all-wise presence. Without help, this unknown presence within you effortlessly outpictures that which you are aware of being. Be perfectly indifferent to the evidence of the senses, so that you may feel the naturalness of your desire, and your desire will be realized. Turn from appearances and feel the naturalness of that perfect perception within yourself, a quality never to be distrusted or doubted. Its understanding will never lead you astray. Your desire is the solution of your problem. As the desire is realized, the problem is dissolved. You cannot force anything outwardly by the mightiest effort of the will. There is only one way that you can command the things you want, and that is by assuming the consciousness of the thing desired. Now, some in the world might say, oh, my will is powerless, I think not. Look what I was able to achieve by the force of my will. And I would say, you thought it was the force of your will, and perhaps it felt like that's what it was. But in truth, if you're able to achieve it, you had the consciousness of being it first. There are a lot of people that successfully manifest their lives. I mean, we all do. We all successfully manifest our lives, whether we're aware of this power or not. The purpose of this channel and all of these teachings is simply to illuminate the power in the way that we can become consciously aware of it and begin to use it to do beautiful things and to live beautiful lives. Neville continues, there is a vast difference between feeling a thing and merely knowing it intellectually. You must accept without reservation the fact that by possessing and feeling a thing in consciousness, you have commanded the reality that causes it to come into existence in concrete form. You must be absolutely convinced of the unbroken connection between the invisible reality and its visible manifestation, or the invisible state and its visible evidence. Your inner acceptance must become an intense, unalterable conviction, which transcends both reason and intellect, renouncing entirely any belief in the reality of the externalization, except as a reflection of the inner state of consciousness. Renouncing any belief, except as a reflection of the inner state of consciousness. In other words, this is buying the pearl of great price, which is essentially saying there is no power of causation outside of consciousness itself. Nothing can happen to me. No manifestation can come to me, except I draw it by my state of consciousness. There is no power out there to affect me. And Neville says we must actively renounce any belief that is not in alignment with this. When you really understand and believe these things, you will have built up so profound a certainty that nothing can shake you. And again, that's why we do this every day, to build up so profound a certainty that nothing can shake us. Your desires are the invisible realities which respond only to the commands of God. God commands the invisible to appear by claiming himself to be the thing commanded. Think about it. If you're consciousness, how would you command something to appear? By becoming conscious of being it. This literally is how consciousness operates. And we are imitating. We are being imitators of God as dear children. We are literally doing that when we are applying these rules, these sacred laws of consciousness within our own being. He made himself equal with God and found it not robbery to do the works of God. Now, let this saying sink deep into your ear. Be conscious of being that which you desire to appear. Be conscious of being that which you want to appear. Be conscious of being, because you are consciousness, so therefore be conscious of being that which you want to appear. Powerful command. Don't let it fall on deaf ears. Be the one who does not hear only, but also does. That's all for this episode of Daily Neville. Until the next, imagine wisely, my friends. If you're like many of the subscribers on my YouTube channel, you may be asking yourself, is there a level 2 to these teachings? If all of this Daily Neville and Law of Attraction and Law of Assumption is level 1, what's level 2? What is the advanced application of these ideas? I'm here to tell you there is a level 2 to these ideas, and I'm teaching it right now here on YouTube for my private mentorship group. If you're interested in joining a small focused community of creators who are really taking their application of these ideas to the next level and igniting their potential in new and profound ways, I invite you to tap the link in the video description below that takes you to my YouTube membership. If you join the membership, you get access to advanced lessons that take these ideas beyond the introductory, beyond the basics, to a whole new level of advanced application. Check out the description below, tap that join link, and I look forward to seeing you in the members area. Imagine wisely, my friends.